We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm sorry, but there's love hockey news.
Is a burning thing.
Evander Kane, Elliot Friedman reported that there were rumors that the Oilers asked Kane to waive his no-move clause this weekend. But as of Saturday, that had not occurred. I've thought for years that Evander Kane would make a perfect line mate for Sidney Crosby. A guy who plays with an edge, plays with skill, scores goals, drops glove. I mean, it'd be ideal next to Sid. So if you want to talk about winning now, and the Penguins are still in that mode, oh, I'm sorry, they got a second round pick in the Kevin Hayes deal, so it must mean a rebuild. They're obviously still in win now mode. Just look at their roster and look at all the guys that Dubas got last year for multiple years to win now. This man would be perfect. Perfect. He led all playoff performers with 13 goals. I love this guy.
Still well, I think Hyman had 32. Hyman had 15, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, he's
the
still
story
good
I'm
number.
Reading, it said he had 13 goals and 17. Oh, I'm sorry. That was 2021-22. He led all playoff performers, Bob.
No, but
you and I are both stuck 2 years.
I know. He's still a viable guy. And he would fit a role and a need that they have. I don't know how much money he makes.
$5.1 million. That's how much.
I guess you can't get anyone these days for under $5 million.
24 goals this year. He played 77 games, so that's not a great year for him. But I think next to Sid, he would be unbelievable. I do.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. But again, that price tag is probably going to make it difficult.
You could trade a second-round pick for him, and then everybody in Edmonton could celebrate like Penguins media.
How about...
Attach a second round, just give him a second round pick. And the people of Edmonton would hold a parade downtown. They got a second round pick for Evander Kane.
Right.
Who would they sign?
Penguins signed, I'm going to butcher the last name, Matt Grzechik.
Yeah, from Boston?
Yeah, $2.75 million for 1 year.
He's a good player, but, you know, I mean, he's not in your top four. Or if he is, you're going to have to make, I don't know who moves down.
I've seen a lot of, let me see if I can find this real quick. I've seen a lot of this sentiment about this guy because it's been rumored for a while.
Plan the parade, Bob?
It's been rumored for a few hours.
Did they get a second round pick?
No.
No.
All right, forget
it's
it.
It's a 1 year contract.
I don't like the move.
It is a 1 year contract, and you're going to see more of that probably from them.
They should get second round picks for free agent signings, too.
Here we go. Great. Another small defenseman that can't defend the front or win a puck battle in the corner. I was always a Sully fan, but his system hasn't worked the past 5 years since the game has changed. There's been a lot of that coming at me. You know what I mean? A lot of different of that. There's one more I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, I mean, he's always plus, but that's because he plays in Boston's system. He comes here, and that'll turn into a minus
pretty quickly.
But
again, he's not the kind of defenseman I would want to have. You know, I would want more of a physical element back there. I don't think they have enough of that.
I want more second-round picks, Bob. Maybe some third-rounders thrown in so we can start talking about the Penguin rebuild. All right, let's get to the Pirates for a little while, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the slide into home before we do anything else. Olivares in extra innings the other day. There's a wild pitch, and it was a horrible slide. Neil Walker talked about it today, said that can happen easier than you think at home, but it sounded to me like Neil said also, if it were me, I would have slid a little bit more kind of on the side. You know what I mean, Bob? It looked like a pop-up slide. It was a horrible slide.
Or head first with your hand in ahead of the tag.
Neil talked about the risks of that.
Well, there's risks of anything.
I know, but I'm just saying what he said.
But his foot got stuck.
Anything but what he did.
It allowed the tag to happen because he could not extend his foot.
Anything but what happened there, Paul.
Yeah. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why you're popping your foot in the air there. And the other part of it is, if he probably would have scored if he had just ran through and didn't slide.
I mean, his cleat got stuck, but it still looked like the form you would use for a pop-up slide at second if you needed to keep running.
Right. In other words, Aaron Throw, you go to third.
But
right.
What I'm telling you is, either dive head first there, or I really believe if he had just kept running, just ran right through it, he would have scored.
Anything but what he did.
Yes. It's incredible.
And it's always home plate in Atlanta.
And there's,
how is that possible, Bob?
They always seem to have these kinds of problems. You know, where they just weird things happen to them at times. You know what I'm saying? Weird things happen to them where it's like, how does that happen?
And they're just treading water. Last time they won more than two in a row. Anybody?
Wow, it's been like 40-some games since they've either won or lost three in a row.
May 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Right.
The beginning of May is the last time they won more than two games in a row.
Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think they've lost three games in a row since then either.
Yeah. You're right.
It's a lot of the same.
You're right. It was right after they
treading
won three
water.
In a row. They lost three. So the last time they won more than three in a row to open the season against Miami and Washington, they opened 5-0. Since they opened 5-0, incidentally, they're 35-43, which ain't a very good pace. It's just, you can just feel it. You can feel that this, if nothing changes, this will be the way of it.
And that's why these next 13 games will dictate exactly where they're going to be heading into the break.
But if you're Charrington, don't you get them help for this next 13 games?
I thought you should have gotten them help a month ago.
So do I.
Well, they could have done something.
Their lineups are insulting at this point. To just see who they have in the middle of their order, at the bottom of their order. It's just awful. I mentioned Saturday's lineup where you have Connor, Joe, and Olivares as your 3 and 4 hitters. Look across baseball. I mean, the other team had Ozuna and Matt Olson, followed by Austin Riley as their 3, 4, 5s. You know?
And their lineup is the same every single day. They do not change it.
And they would obviously
Acuna out, Harris out.
Yeah, right. Missing, they've had major injuries.
They're missing their best player.
And then you get to Hayes at 232. You get to Triolo, Grandal, Taylor, Sawinski. What are you doing, Ben Charrington? Do something, anything different. Anything. Get Piguero in here. Get Triolo out. Piguero's on a hit streak. He should have been on the roster. I thought Piguero was a major league player coming into this season. I know his numbers weren't fantastic last year, but he had the look of a major league guy who was going to get better.
Yep.
Do you guys agree?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Piguero, Palacios.
Palacios is ready, I would say. He's hitting well down there.
Yeah, I thought he hit pretty well up here last year. He had some clutch home runs for them.
Yeah, again, the numbers weren't great, but I'd give him a shot.
The one thing I will say is, are you buying the idea that Telez and Bart mean they only need an outfielder?
I mean, I just want a hitter. I'm ready to roll
just
with Telez.
One?
I'm ready. Two would be nice, but I'm ready to roll, with Telez for a while. There's just, they need anybody in here who can hit.
The number of one-run games and low-scoring games. Paul Skeens is 4-0.
It's a shame.
But they've not won the other five in which he's not given up many runs.
Think about that.
If he were, you know, if they had any run support for Paul Skeens, he could be theoretically 8-1 at this point.
He had no decisions in his last two outings. He's gone 13 innings, two earned runs, 17 strikeouts, and he has two no decisions.
Yeah, just against a little bit of offense.
Against St. Louis, he went 6 1/3, no runs, 8 strikeouts, no decision.
Right.
Those should be wins.
They're wasting him.
All they got to get is two or three runs.
That
That's
was probably one of the most frustrating games.
Yeah.
And they're,
which one, St. Louis?
The one Saturday.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there have been about five or six of those where if they just had any amount of offense at all, just a little bit,
right,
they win.
Right.
Yeah, I think you can count
Saturday when
12
you,
of them.
And wasn't Saturday also the day that brought us the always exciting O'Neal Cruz strikes out because he has a pitch clock violation?
Oh, was that unbelievable.
And that was to end the inning too, wasn't it? Or no?
Yes, it was to end an inning.
Yes.
Right. Did you see that, Bob?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just, they all know the rules. And we saw a walk-off game the other day where bases loaded walk, the pitcher did not throw the pitch, and so he was called for a violation, which forced in the winning run, and that's how the game ended, on a pitch clock violation.
People talking about the Phillies going after Cody Bellinger. The Cubs have sunk to the bottom of the division. Of course, they're just a good streak away from being back in the wild card, too. But John Heyman writes that rivals see the Cubs as a possible seller, but they don't have a lot of veteran trade candidates. Cody Bellinger would be interesting. So they're talking about Cody Bellinger to the Phillies for two prospects, 20-year-old infielder Brian Rincon and 25-year-old outfielder Simone Mazzotti. They're 7-18 in the Phillies farm system. Okay?
Right.
So you're telling me the Pirates, for one guy, give them, if they want a pitcher, maybe they don't, the Cubs, since they're going after, how about Tamar Johnson and a pitcher to sweeten it? Mm-hmm. And starting tomorrow, where are they, in St. Louis, right?
They're here. Yeah, St. Louis, three games.
Against St. Louis, I mean. Yeah. Cody Bellinger runs out to center field. You're telling me that doesn't transform your lineup a little bit or a lot?
It would absolutely do it.
Yeah.
Why aren't they in on this? Why aren't they ever mentioned as in on these things?
Because I'm telling you,
he's a rental. I get it.
And I might be giving away parts of my column for tomorrow or whatever. But the reality is, it feels like they're just basically trying to run out the clock until the trade deadline, so they don't have to make
a
big deal.
And if it just treads water, they'll say, you know, we've decided now it's not worth trading our pitchers.
We're not going to give away our chips because we're going to use them next year.
Yeah. I mean, you should theoretically have lots of chips. The Phillies are giving their, what did I just say? They're 7th
and 18th. Yeah.
And I realize also Bellinger is not having the year he had last year. He still has 9 homers. He still has a 743 OPS, 416 slug. And he still has months of baseball to transform that. He was great last year. Great. One of the best hitters in the National League. I just don't get it. Why it's not even a thought. I guess because people don't believe that the Pirates are in it to win it. Right?
Yeah.
I got to believe that, yep.
Would you go after him, Bob?
I would have gone after
him. What kind of resources would you give up for Cody Bellinger as a rental?
Again, you name a pitcher, whichever one, take him. I know it's, you know, listen, at some point you got to give people around here an opportunity to see something, to move in on it. Yes, it's risky because if you don't make it, then you've just traded away a good player and you're not going to bring Bellinger back based on their philosophy.
Right.
But if you're in it because you think you have a chance, you should be aggressive. You've stated that getting to the playoffs was your goal and you expected it. Okay. You have a shot still. If you let it go away, there's no guarantee you're going to get the exact same sort of quality pitching next year as you did this year for a number of reasons.
Right.
It could be injuries or it could be a lot of things.
And now I see the Phillies also linked to Jock Peterson, who's having a pretty good year for Arizona.
There are a lot of guys on Arizona's roster who people are going to be looking at. A lot of guys on Colorado, Miami.
Couple top 20 prospects. You don't think he'd look good on the Pirates, Bob?
Yeah.
I'm in favor of any kind of bat that can help. So.
Two top 20 prospects.
Right.
And you get him. Why not the Pirates? That's my question. Why not? You're still, if you're Arizona, you're dealing in the National League. You're giving it to the Phillies, or might be the best team in the National League. So if the Pirates want to outdo somebody, why couldn't it be them? I just don't understand. And it's frustrating.
You can't, all of these pitching prospects are not going to be able to be up here at the same time and contribute. So some of them.
And know, I don't give a crap how much time's left on his contract.
Right.
No, I don't either.
Now this guy, Peterson, has an 873 OPS with a 500 slug.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get him in here!
We don't want him.
No, we don't want him. We want Michael A. Taylor running out there again.
Again, I don't think there's any question that they need an outfielder. At the very least, they need somebody that can play outfield, that can hit at a reasonably good clip in the major leagues. Because if you do that, then you don't necessarily ever have to play.
Or if you really want somebody and you're afraid of a rental situation, then you go after a guy like Luis Robert in Chicago. And you just say, look, you guys are out of it again. You know what his salary is, and it's in the $20 million range. But he hit 38 home runs a couple of years ago, and he's only 26. I would give up more to get him, right? You throw a guy who can play center field who hit potentially 30 plus home runs a year. You know, that's what they thought of Jack Suwinski.
Well,
the fact that he is do you think
Jack Suwinski can switch it around?
I'm going crazy.
Do you think Suwinski can turn it on to where he was?
But how much time do you give a guy? A whole year we're going to have to watch this? The fact that him and Triolo are still trotting in and out of the lineup is driving me nuts. And Michael A. Taylor.
Yeah, the options are pretty obvious what they're doing. Oliveras batting cleanup, all due respect to him, he's just not a cleanup hitter.
You want to know when his last extra base hit was?
It wasn't in June.
Anybody? Oliveras. Is IT still in there? His last extra base hit was when? And this is a guy who plays now virtually every day for
late
them.
May.
Give me a date.
I don't know a date. Late May.
May 27th.
Paul, last extra base hit for your cleanup hitter.
May 15th.
And he plays all the time.
May 15th.
May 26th, he hit a double against the Braves. Think about that. That's a guy they're batting cleanup.
Because they don't have anyone else to do it. You know, it's if you have a left-hand pitcher, that's going to be what you have. You have to play Connor Joe. You have to play him. You have to play Michael A. Taylor. You have to play Joey Bart or whomever you're going to play.
Listen to this. Listen to this. Everybody ready for this? In 100 in his last 153 at-bats, His last 153 at-bats dating to the beginning of April. This guy has 6 extra base hits. Well, is he one of the guys that Charrington's talking about when he says, oh, we're going to have to depend on internal improvement?
He's mentioning all of those guys. When he says internal, it's about the guys on your team right now.
Can
you
we
expect
hear that?
Numbers to get better.
Can we hear that quote? Give me the best Charrington quote after I tell you that fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And social media's biggest loser, Donnie Football, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Give us Charrington from his show on this station. Best quote you got, Limits.
We think about improvement, certainly. That's where it starts. And the reason why that's where it always starts is because we have more players that can improve by far than the number we can acquire. So if we just think about the math, you know, how do you get better and how does that all add up? Well, the opportunity to get better is always, for every team, not just for the Pirates, but for every team, is always going to come more through the players you already have than players you might be able to get.
Paul?
I mean, again, I think this is one of those quotes that suggests to me that they're running out the clock.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
But he should be the first to tell you that if we acquire someone who could be a big part of a middle of our lineup, which makes people around them better and maybe easier to transition into a better, you know, plate appearance.
It's real good.
That's what you get. Any of these teams that do it, and there are a lot of teams that acquire players to do just that, jumpstart your offense and give some sort of anchor in there who can help everyone around you.
I mean, the bottom line is we can live with, even though he hasn't been good, we can live with Hayes, we can live with Cruz, we can live with Nick Gonzalez, we can live with Reynolds. But there's far too many other guys that they have to put in the lineup that we can't live with. Grandal is terrible. Rowdy has had a great month, so let's see what happens. Connor Joe had a bad month. So to me, you know, between the two of them, I don't know what you really have, but you got to play one of them. So, okay, fine. Maybe Joey Bart is who he's been recently, but again, small sample size. But then you get to the outfield and it's a mess.
Joe, you started this broadcast this morning by summing up all the money spent by Cal Dubas last year in free agency.
Yeah.
If you do that same exercise with the Pirates this offseason and how much money they've spent on an assortment of players, you'll come up pretty much to the same kind of conclusion, which is, you gave a whole bunch of money, in their case, I think it's over $33 million, to guys who haven't really helped you the way you thought.
Right.
So,
I mean, yeah, Paul.
Is a better bet giving one guy a big contract who can help you in free agency, or 8 of them at $2.5 to $4 million a year, like they did? In other words, you know what I'm saying? A big play in free agency.
Well, ideally, you'd have more money to spend so you could make some mistakes, but I'd rather take a swing at one guy.
That's what I'm saying. Instead of $33 million just sprinkled over a whole bunch of people, how about
I agree with you.
One guy who's going to come in and do something. Give him a 2-year deal for $60 million, and you're spending the same amount of money.
Great point, I think, Paul.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think you have to – see, my problem is, again, they're not. We sit here talking about all the things that they should do. Like you were just talking about Cody Bellinger. It's not going to happen.
Well, I was hoping it would happen in the offseason.
They're not going to make that kind of deal. They're just not. I'm starting to become convinced that when the trade deadline comes, they will make a deal similar. They'll sign a guy or trade for a guy similar to what the Penguins just did.
Kevin Hayes.
Kevin Hayes and then this guy from Boston.
Grelchick.
Grizzlick.
Who Seth Rohrbaugh just tweeted out, he was listed as a healthy scratch for 10 of the final 11.
Well, take all your guys nobody wants.
10 of the final 11 Boston Bruins playoff games. This guy was a healthy scratch.
No need to fear. Mac Hollowell has just signed a 1-year contract for $775 million at the NHL level.
Bob, you didn't think they'd get Hollowell, but they did.
Penguins Jesus just tweeted out, I'm starting to wonder if our analytics department is eating paint chips for lunch.
Did they get a second round pick in that deal?
No.
City limits? Darn
no, it. Didn't. It wasn't included in the free agent
I thought the rebuild was launched with that second round pick in the Kevin Hayes deal. New philosophy for the Penguins. All right, Paul. Mac Hollowell. Big deal, small deal, no deal. Six games for the Maple Leafs. 2 points. That's his whole career so far.
He's young and controllable, so everybody's going to go, you know, all of the Kyle Dubas wonks are going to go crazy about it, right?
Well, he's handcuffed. He can't do anything. Kyle Dubas. Can't do a darn thing. Poor guy. He's a genius, and everything's great. It's not his fault. He can't do anything except spend, how much money last year, Bob? $70 million on players?
$77 million.
Yeah. Except that.
Yeah. And that may have been their one window where you could have done something and really made a difference last year. They thought they did. And again, that's this whole thing started with you talking about hope, Joe. The whole thing about sports is hope. At the beginning of a free agent's period, if you go out and make a lot of big deals like they did, people are hopeful that it's going to
It looked great. They got the Norris Trophy winner.
But they're
they
judged.
Got a Stanley Cup winner in Riley Smith.
Yeah, they did.
They got a guy with great numbers in Graves. They signed a goalie to a $27 million deal. So if he is handcuffed now, it's a lot of his own fault.
But I'm saying that's why he's in the results business and should be judged accordingly, like
right.
Everyone there.
Yeah.
It may look good one way, but then as it plays out, and that's why I'm not willing to say that both Graves and Carlson can't be better. And maybe what you think you got this year, and then they're going to have to be. They're going to have to. If Ben Cherington says our answers are internal, Kyle Dubas has to hope that his answers are internal.
Man, he better be hoping.
Well,
that.
The thing about it with this Hollowell guy, should we be concerned that he's been in professional hockey for 8 years and he has a total of six games.
He's just a depth defenseman.
He's a 25-year-old. I get excited when I say, 25-year-old. Then I look, the guy's been playing professional hockey since 2017, and he has six games. If he was any good, a 25-year-old who's still cheap and controllable, they would have been all over. A bunch of teams would have been all over him. He's just a guy.
Yeah, I'm sure they're just trying to build up depth at this point, but the whole thing's depressing on both fronts. It really is. It's very, very depressing. If you're Sid, would you sign a long-term deal here, and would you want to see how this plays out a little bit? And are you of a mind where it's important for you to have the legacy of spending your whole career here no matter what they do, or would you want to chase another cup somewhere? At some point.
You know, that's a good point. I still believe he's going to think they have the things necessary to get in and compete.
But if it becomes clear at some point they don't, what would you want to do? What would be more important, a one-team legacy or getting another cup?
I think a one-team legacy will, for him, be very good. He's got three of them already and one other finals
would
appearance.
It be for you? What would you do?
His thing is already sealed, signed, delivered.
Yeah.
He is what he is. No one's going to ever take anything away. If he wants to complete that, it's rare today in sports, and it would have to take me believing, if I'm him, that I still have a chance with this group here. Can this group lift their level of play? And if I believe yes, then I'll stay.
You mean Sid?
See, I think even if he believes no, he'll stay.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Well, you asked me what I thought. You asked me, would he chase it?
No,
My answer is no.
I asked you, what would you do? Would you want to be a one-team legacy guy or chase a cup?
He's had enough cup chasing. If it ends now, he's still three in a career. It's pretty good.
What would you do, Paul, if you were in that position?
Plus, there's no guarantees.
You
can go to another team and not get it.
I'd probably chase a championship. I mean, I think one of the most overrated things ever is, he was with one team from start to finish. Joe Montana played for two teams. Tom Brady played for two teams. You know what I mean? We could go. Like Wayne Gretzky played for two teams. LeBron James has played
for
three teams.
I think I'd ride it out with my guys, Letang and Malkin. Is that two more years?
Letang and Malkin?
Signed, yeah, they signed two more years.
I think where they had 4-year deal extension. So is that 2 years into it?
I think so.
All right, two more years.
I would ride it out with my guys because I said I would. Yeah. I'm sure they're bonded together. And then I'd be out. And I'd be off playing with McKinnon. I'd be off because I agree with Paul. To me, what difference does it really make in the end? It might make a big difference to him and to a lot of other people.
Some people.
I'd rather go get a championship. I've done what I've done in Pittsburgh. You know, Wayne Gretzky played for another team. You know, all that.
Plus, if you go somewhere else, that's usually when you get lots of money.
Yeah, but I don't think money. He's made a lot of money. He makes probably more money.
But I asked Paul what he would do.
I would chase the bag and the championship.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.